We're talking about comfort foods today. We've had some good ones. Weird combinations on a few of them.
Yuck.
What'd you say our receptionist Wendy's was?
Peanut butter and banana sandwich. That one wasn't quite so strange.
Peanut butter and what?
Banana sandwich.
No, that's not too exotic.
No.
WGRD, can I help you?
It's Rick Beckett and Scott Winters.
Hi.
We're talking about comfort foods today, Wendy.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
That's not too weird.
Pam's is worse.
Yeah, I know.
What did
cottage,
she say?
Cottage cheese, ketchup, and pepper.
Ketchup and pepper.
Yeah.
Ugh. How about your boyfriend's? What does he eat?
I don't know. He really doesn't eat anything out of the ordinary.
That's why you're not married yet. From the fax machine, favorite comfort foods for someone. A nice, tall, ice-cold glass of milk with any of the following. Strawberry or cherry cheesecake, pecan pie, or Sausalito cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, those are good, too. Mm-hmm. Is that the one with the macadamia nuts?
Yes.
God, those are good. There's only like 8 cookies
They're
in the whole package.
Too.
So what?
Yeah.
They're worth it. Hi, Jared E.
Yeah, I got a comfort food for you.
Go ahead.
It's not actually mine. It was a guy I worked with's wife.
Mm-hmm.
She used to take cold hot dogs and dip them in those little butterscotch snack pack puddings.
Yuck.
Yuck.
I know. It's like, how do you stumble across something like
that? That always amazes me. Some of the combinations that we've had this morning, how do people originally come up with this? What makes them think that, you know, peanut butter and kidney beans on two slices of bread is going to be good?
I think maybe it's stems from drinking problems,
poverty.
Yeah, that kind of thing. I mean, what, did a hot dog fall in a pudding at some family reunion up in Hickville? Or?
Wow. This woman I worked with, her husband used to make what he called a white trash sandwich.
Oh.
It was two slices of, and he'd eat it for breakfast, two slices of white bread with about an inch of Miracle Whip. And then he'd grind up potato chips and push it in the Miracle Whip. Then he'd eat that for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. I guess the thing I eat, I don't know, if I need comfort, I don't go for just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But what I guess I think about the best thing is, you know those microwave burritos?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you take those and you put like 3 slices of cheese on each one, microwave it, sour cream, salsa.
Oh, yeah.
Then you go to the refrigerator, okay, and you get a beer. Always got to have a beer with the burritos. And then for dessert, Little Debbie Nutty Bars.
There you go.
Works for me.
What kind of cheese you put on those burritos?
I generally, I'm kind of anal retentive, so I put on the not fat-free, but reduced fat. Just because I don't want to, you know.
What kind of cheese, though?
Just the sliced American, because it melts better in the microwave. If you put real cheese, like shredded cheddar, you might as well just go to a restaurant, because, you know, it's just like a white trash sandwich. This is a white trash smorgasbord.
Burrito, so you're worried about your calorie content and your fat content, and you're eating a burrito and salsa and a nutty bar.
Well, it's...
And a beer.
Yeah, well, it's...
That's like when I see Winters eats. He'll eat all these greasy hamburgers and all these fries, and he has a diet pop with it.
Yeah, well...
He thinks that is going to save him from all the cholesterol and everything.
Saves a few calories here or there.
Oh,
it's a give and a take thing.
It is.
If I drink a Diet Pepsi, well, then I tell the woman at the counter, extra hot fudge.
Oh, one way or the other, you make it up on the other end.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Thanks for calling. Hi, Jared A.
Rick Beckett, star of the show.
Yep.
Hey, favorite comfort food, saltine crackers with a thin layer of open pit barbecue sauce baked at 350 for 15 minutes.
Oh, God. I've never even heard of that.
Sounds like a lot of work.
I learned that as a latchkey child.
And it bakes the cracker?
Yep. I think I was trying to make, like, barbecue chips.
you still do that, huh?
Occasionally, yes.
Bye. Hi, Jared A.
Hi, this is Corey. I'm the comfort food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Popcorn from Studio 28.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Theater popcorn is always the best.
Yeah, I like the air pop, so...
You're one of those air pop people, huh? Not me. I'm a traditional person.
I go with the traditional, too.
You put butter on it?
Yeah,
a little bit.
Why do you go with the air pop?
I don't know. It's crunchier.
Yeah, it's a little crispier than the other stuff.
So wait a minute. When you go to the movies, don't you eat the popcorn when you're there?
Yeah.
Well, how do you bring it home, then?
I don't.
When
just
she
go
needs
there.
Comfort food, she goes to see a movie.
You go to the movies.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling. A couple more quickies. Hi, Jared A.
Hey.
Hey.
How about saltine crackers and green olives?
See, I don't like olives.
No, I hate
olives. No.
Oh, olives are good.
No, they're not.
No, they're not?
I love olive oil, but I hate olives.
Oh, green olives are good. Uh-uh. I don't like black olives.
I don't care for either.
Scott don't like either?
No.
Oh, man.
Nope. Don't those green ones have that little red pimento thing in the middle? You like that?
Yeah, you suck it out.
No.
Yeah.
They're bitter.
No, they're good.
I'll bet you eat those pickled eggs out of those bottles at a liquor store, don't you?
No, those are nasty. Yuck.
You ever see people go in the jar and grab one?
Yes. That's gross.
Barehanded.
Yep.
Imagine where their hands have been.
Uh-huh. And everybody else has been in there, too.
It explains the water in there.
Ew.
It isn't too cloudy, is it?
No, not at all.
Thanks for calling. Yuck!
Hungry yet?
No.